Last month, for my December 2022 column, I learned about the late Fred Noakes and his role in establishing Orillia's Christmas tree lighting tradition. The photographer and conservationist is fondly remembered by his family and many local residents for his outstanding community leadership and commitment to protecting nature. While speaking with Noakes' daughter, Nancy Noakes Morrison, I found out something else about Mr. Noakes that was intriguing. He was a British home child. I thought, this is a story that needs to be told. When I began to look into Noakes' story, I discovered that another local resident, Lori Oshevsky, was responsible for not only helping Noakes' family learn about their father's background, but for founding the first national organization in Canada for British home children, Home Children Canada, now a registered charity. Fred Noakes was one of over 100,000 children who emigrated to Canada from the late 1860s up until the late 1940s, explained Oshevsky. Oshevsky, who was born and raised in Orillia, along with her 8 siblings, has become a respected genealogical researcher and advocate for British home children in Canada. She became interested in the topic when she discovered that her mother was a member of this group of immigrants to Canada. I knew there was something that bothered my mom most of her life and I always wondered what it was, but could never figure it out, said Oshevsky. In 2008, when her mother was 86, she said something to her daughter that began a fascinating exploration of her family background. She was quite upset and struggling, but I just let her talk and I listened. Her mother said, "I was born in England, you know," but that was all she knew. Oshevsky understood that this was her mother asking for help. It was shocking for Oshevsky to hear, as she and her siblings always assumed their mother was born in Canada. Oshevsky's grandparents were, in fact, her mother's adoptive parents. My mother said she knew nothing else about her past, assuming she was discarded by her parents and didn't know why, said Oshevsky. That was what was bothering her all her life. Oshevsky said she'd never done any kind of family research before, but knew she had to help her mother. She began writing letters, researching documents and contacting anyone she could think of who may be able to offer some insight. She found out that her mother landed in Canada in 1924 on her second birthday. She was under the care of the Salvation Army and placed in a foster home until she was old enough to work in a household or on a farm. She was lucky, said Oshevsky. My mother was quickly adopted by relatives of neighbors of the foster home where she first stayed. Other British home children were not so fortunate. Like many Canadians, Oshevsky believed the British emigration of children by charity organizations, such as Dr. Bernardo's Homes, gave orphans a chance for a better life. But, in fact, only 12% of the children sent to Canada during this time were orphans. In discovering my mom's story, I realized that many children ended up with charity organizations simply because their families had fallen on hard times, maybe sickness or death of a parent. They had no choice, said Oshevsky. There was no social system in place to help these families other than to surrender them to an organization, thinking it would be a temporary situation. But it was very difficult to get a wanted child back, especially once they had sailed to Canada, she explained. Once in Canada, the children would work as indentured servants until they came of age. Some were treated well, but many suffered. Siblings were separated and the young farm workers were often overworked and not allowed to go to school. They were taunted and made to feel shame for being a home boy or girl. This shame caused many to remain silent about their backgrounds their entire lives. Oshevsky was able to help her mother learn about where she came from and who her birth parents were. She and her 5 siblings ended up in the care of the Salvation Army in England and were sent to Canada because of a number of unfortunate circumstances. Even though the details were not all good for my mom to hear, she wanted to hear them. I saw a definite healing take place in my mother, said Oshevsky. She became a happier and more settled person. The truth gave me my mother back, and a woman I'm immeasurably proud of. It was the research work she did for her mother that inspired Oshevsky to continue to be an advocate for British home children. In addition to helping the Noakes family learn about their father, who arrived in Canada as a home child at the age of 15, she has helped countless families discover their true roots. I'm doing this for my mom. It's her legacy, explained Oshevsky. Over the past decade, Oshevsky has created the Home Children Canada website, incorporated the organization, started a database of the thousands of home children who enlisted in the service, and has offered free home children research through a network of volunteers. We are just scratching the surface, said Oshevsky. I couldn't do this without the work of others. In 2011, volunteers helped to have September 28 designated as British Home Child Day in Ontario. In 2018, the day was recognised nationally by Parliament to honour the contributions of British home children in Canada, she explained. I think it's important that we understand the injustices done to these children and how hard they had to fight to create new lives for themselves in this country. In spite of their suffering, these children went on to raise families, be productive members of our society and contributed to the growth of Canada. They need to be recognised for that. We should never ever forget this, said Oshevsky. One of the aims of Oshevsky's volunteer organization is to ensure better representation of the history and contributions of British home children in Canadian museums. My dream is to have a headquarters and archives for Home Children Canada. I would love to see this happen in Orillia. I think it is the perfect location. In support of her work, the British Consulate General in Toronto is presenting an opportunity this month for Oshevsky and the Home Children Canada organization. On Jan. 25, the consulate will host a special reception for volunteers and guests in an effort to help Oshevsky and her organization achieve their goals. Ultimately, it's finding the truth for families that is most important, said Oshevsky. Suffering comes from not knowing the truth. I believe that it is absolutely correct when you hear the saying, the truth shall set you free. I saw this happen with my mom.